Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 19th, 2007. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor of Directions Magazine, and I'm joined by my colleague Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, who's on site in San Diego, California for the 2007 ESRI User Conference. In a moment, we'll discuss some of the themes from the opening plenary held on Monday morning. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Digital Globe, the world leader for global commercial Earth imagery and the only geospatial content provider delivering the end-to-end solutions for global imagery, acquisition, access, and integration. Digital Globe's commitment to developing open systems and online access points to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery makes Digital Globe the preferred content partner for imagery-enabled applications within the commercial sector. Find out more about how Digital Globe can help you succeed by providing you with access to the best geospatial imagery available. Visit us at digitalglobe.com.
Joe, what can you tell us about the opening plenary this morning?
Jack started off his keynote presentation by addressing some of the themes that he's presenting here at the show. And the main theme was something he called the geographic approach. This really is a change in his way to address the users. He used, you know, in the past what he called GIS as a new language for communicating. This year, he's really harping on a new approach, a new framework for understanding what he would call a way to manage the Earth. And of course, Jack likes to discuss more environmental issues. But what he's really trying to do is impress upon his users that you got to get down to the meat of the matter. You have to do more with modeling. It's not a matter simply of data capturing anymore. Now that you've got the data, what are you going to do with it? What's your plan? What's your approach? And this is what he's really stressing this year.
That sounds an awful lot like the way I was introduced to geography as a way of looking at the world. We talked about geography as a set of glasses that you wear that gives you a certain perspective. He's sort of heading back to that, in a sense, more academic way of looking at it, but I'm sure he's also spinning it toward really making a difference either within an organization from an economic standpoint or broader sense of changing the world.
That's exactly right. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to create more efficiencies within organizations, and he said that specifically. He wants you to use the tools that are out there to do more collaboration. So whether you're designing a new plan of action for forestry management and trying to publish that information over your own internal web, he also wants to stress the fact that you ought to be able to publish that to a larger community. And this is where he draws in his discussion about what Microsoft and Google are trying to do. He says they're already using this platform to provide imagery and for what he would call consumer visualization. Well, now what he wants to do is bring these two visions together, the vision of consumer-oriented geospatial information and those by the professionals. And he sees those two worlds colliding and merging and actually helping each other. So what he wants to do is bring information from both areas into a common environment.
Now, did he give any insight as to how those two sides are going to come together?
What he's really trying to do is say, look, we can publish our data in the KML format, or we can publish it in a more common framework like a WMS, and he's trying to provide the tools to do that. So whether you're taking whatever web service is out there or whatever web service you want to choose as your visualization platform, he's trying to stress to users, look, you really ought to bring those two worlds together. So I think what he wants to do is, look, get your data out there, do more collaboration. And so, whether you're using Google Earth or whether you're using ArcGIS Explorer, he doesn't really care, or maybe he does. The point is to get your work out there to collaborate better.
Are there any user demonstrations of note that were done up on the big stage?
Well, there were lots of user demonstrations. He pulled in his usual mix of people from a variety of organizations. The New York State Health Department was one showing an interesting application of how they're detecting kind of a baseline measurement of radiation among the city so that if there was a terrorist attack, that they'd have a baseline to measure against. At the very end of the plenary session, John Calkins did some very interesting demos in which he took a pen with what he would call just a digital pen, and he was drawing on a paper map. He took that pen and docked it with his laptop, and automatically what he had written on the map updated directly on the screen. And what had happened was the pen, the digital pen, was using watermarks on the paper, which essentially had the coordinates map, you know, detected the coordinates of the paper map. And when he plugged it and docked it into the laptop, they automatically updated on the screen. Very cool application for people doing work in the field.
That exact application was demonstrated at the Bentley's event that I attended, and I wrote about that. So that's clearly one of those up-and-coming technologies that I think we're going to see across the board, and I agree with you. It was really impressive.
The other thing he showed was something called Flash Voyager. It was, again, a USB device. He says it's mainly for people who don't want to take your computer to the field. So it's kind of an oversized USB flash drive, but it had a Linux operating, I believe it was a Linux operating system that had the complete application, and it had your data. So when you plugged it into somebody else's computer in the field, it booted from that USB drive, the complete application. In other words, it didn't use the existing operating system of the laptop. I thought that was rather interesting.
That's another one of those things that I think across the board in technology is of interest, exactly because you don't want to have to mess with the machine that's out there. It may not be yours. They don't want you mucking around with it, and that's a way to keep everything completely separate. I've seen some tools like that specifically from the open source community. That's another sort of broad technology idea that's clearly coming to ESRI and to GIS.
Another one of the applications that they showed at the end was were a number of data appliances. This could be a combination of ArcGIS server and an image server and plugged into essentially these brick-looking devices. Essentially, you're taking an entire image catalog to the field with you that wouldn't necessarily be appropriate to hold on a laptop. What they're trying to do is really compact and compress a lot of information, a lot of data, into something that's more portable and taken to field.
I have to believe there was some information provided about the new versions of ArcGIS. We're heading toward 9.3.
Plenty of information on ArcGIS 9.3, particular ArcGIS server. They're keying off of 7 or 8 different types of enhancements, some of which we've already blogged. They're really trying to, I think, bring up to speed a lot of the things that their users have been harping on, which is security for web applications was one thing that they were really trying to do, strengthen the interoperability platform, and just make an overall increase in the productivity of users. There's some new enhancements to ArcPad 9.7, which included a street map extension. There's no additional cost to that. Another one was the job tracking extension, something they're calling JTX. This was, I guess, more of an expansion of some of their workflow modeling. This is something just within ArcGIS server. This is more modeling. And it goes really back to what Jack Dangerman was stressing in his keynote, which is get down to work with more modeling and really stressing spatial analysis and putting together your workflows and doing more planning. So this job tracking extension, this JTX, was really trying to focus users on the ability to map out their workflow and put it all together into a more uniform approach that can be then replicated if you have to do this all over again.
Was there a big reaction to anything that was said on stage?
Yeah, the big reaction that was done on stage was with that digital pen. That really got people alive in the audience. It was the first time I think the audience really came alive was when they saw that pen device. They also mentioned that this is the 25th anniversary of the release of ArcInfo, 15th anniversary of the release of ArcView. He mentioned that the machines that were sold 25 years ago were a million times less powerful than they are today, i.e., the ones today are much, much faster. He says, I sold some of those machines to you, so you know what I'm talking about.
That's all the time we have today. Before we go, a note from our sponsor, Digital Globe, of its commitment to developing open systems and online access points to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery. Find out how Digital Globe can help you succeed with access to the best geospatial imagery available. Visit the company at digitalglobe.com. And as always, send your comments to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us for Directions on the News, and be sure to tell a friend.